From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. For the past year, photographer Terrence Price II has been an artist in residence at Art Center South Florida in Miami Beach. He lives in Miami Gardens, where he grew up. He got his first camera from his grandfather when he was a teenager, and he's been trying to capture the lives of people in his neighborhood ever since, shooting in black and white. Price talked with WLRN's Alejandro Martinez.
Right now, I've been capturing a lot of my family. You know, I'm just unconsciously taking these shots and just knowing that it's a piece of my history that I could put out there for other people to see.
What does that mean, a piece of your history?
When I'm capturing things in photography, you know, it's something that's never going to happen again. No matter how many of my own steps I retrace, that situation, that lighting. So I'm like documenting my history.
You also talk about, you know, your family, the influence they had on you, and how you're taking photos of them now. Is that a part of your history?
It is a part of my history. My grandfather, he took a lot of those photos of, like, all of our family gatherings, and he recorded a lot of video footage.
Has the photos that he's taken kind of inspired what you want to capture?
His photos, you know, they weren't photos seen as art. He was just buying a camera, so... Yeah, he was just capturing, like, all of these family things. And I remember just being a kid, seeing them all on the wall, and then, you know, going through all these photos, and then all of that kind of, you know, it influenced me, like, without me even knowing.
Terrence, so you have this photograph of, I believe it's an older woman holding a framed U.S. flag. Who is that?
That's my grandmother. She was holding... my grandfather's flag, because he was a vet. My grandfather was a strong person, so it was always hard for me to approach him, to like ask him for things or to ask him for a photo. And it wasn't until February 2018 I asked him, is it okay if I set up outside to take your photo? And he was like, yeah. And he quickly went outside, sat down, and I took his photo. And that was in February. And then in the next month, he passed away. And it wasn't until October, my grandmother finally got the flag framed. And I just saw it, and I told her to go outside. You know, can I take a picture of you in that same spot where I took a picture of him? And we went outside, and she wore the same dress that she wore to the funeral. And I took the picture of her holding the flag. Then at that point, she was able to, like, hold him. Like, so the flag is, like, representing him and, like, his legacy.
How was the experience of taking that photo?
At the time, I wasn't putting that much thought into it. Like, it popped in my head, and I knew that I had to get a picture of her holding it. Not only for me, but, like, for my family.
You've said you want to inspire people through your photography. What does that mean to you?
I'm archiving things. I want to inspire a lot of people to, you know, take pictures of your family or take pictures of your neighborhood.
Who are you taking these photos for?
Whoever comes next. Like, Miami is still a fresh city, and a lot of places are disappearing. And I've definitely seen my neighborhood change a lot, you know, without these pictures and stuff. It's easy for people to forget or even to not believe me. But in my pictures, you see a community that's there. Even if in the next 5 years that neighborhood is gone or the house that I grew up in is gone, at least those pictures still exist. But just without people documenting things, then it's easy to disappear and for somebody else to claim.
Terrence, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me here.
That was WLRN's Alejandra Martinez talking with photographer Terrence Price II. His photographs will be displayed during a musical performance this Saturday night at the New World Symphony Pavilion. The photos will also be up at Art Center South Florida on Lincoln Road in Miami Beach through the end of March. You can find out more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.